love you. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Always treat me like a fool, kick me when I'm down, that's your rule.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Back in Oakland, I haven't done one of these back at home in a minute. Man, I got a lot to talk about regarding that stuff, but first off, y'all don't be giving me like the credit for the music, man. I spend a lot of time with the music. That takes up the majority of my time when I do these podcasts. It's not pre-writing the show or coming up with topics or editing. I spend a lot of time on the music. I just get y'all some Stevie. Like, man, just let me play some more of this Stevie.
A boy's born in hot dog, Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
Love that dude. Stevie Wonder is that dude. Love that guy. Anyway, I'm back. A few things that happened. I actually was in Patriots country when they had the game last week. And then the whole deflated balls thing, but that didn't come up until a little bit later. But, man, folks in the New England area go crazy for the Patriots. It was really crazy. Let me just say everything else I'm going to talk about before I dive into that, because those folks are loony. And then, you know, go into a little bit what's going on with Marshawn Lynch, the hometown dude, and how he is really not feeling the NFL right now. Talk about these trying to buy a house and these school loans and my obsession with HGTV. Property Brothers, man, that show is the most depressing show I've ever watched. But let me start back from the top. Be quick with this. I was in Patriots land as a Raider fan. I like the Bears too, but as a Raider fan, I was in Patriots land. Actually, there was quite a few Raider fans up there too, but man, these fans, they just went loony. It's crazy. It's like freezing outside, and I'm seeing people in Patriot t-shirts. It's wild. But Patriots, they put a shellacking on them boys. It was really, really bad. It wasn't even close. So that's how I kind of feel about this whole deflated balls thing. If they had won by a touchdown or 10 points maybe, all right. Yo, they lost by 1,000,002 points, B. The Patriots beat the Colts by like, it was like 1,000,007 to like 5. That's how bad that game was for them. It was crazy. So, I don't know. Maybe they deflated balls. Maybe they didn't. That has nothing to do with LeGarrette Blount. Like, flat balls had nothing to do with LeGarrette Blount running through everybody on that defense. It had nothing to do with it. This is somebody that could care less about the Patriots. As a Raider fan, I'm kind of like sworn to hate these dudes. But you can talk about deflated balls all you want. If that's the story that you want to pick up on going into the Super Bowl, I guess that's your prerogative. I guess it's getting clicks. But, like, again, if they had lost by 7 points, 10 points, 3 points. Cool. Hey, Patriots are cheating. I actually don't put cheating. I don't put anybody above cheating. I know the saying is if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Maybe they did, but they lost by 1,017,000 points. That's how bad the Patriots beat these boys. I just don't care. The SNL skit was funny, but I just really don't care. So then, because that story, we're trying to get traction on that story, and it's like, let's go ahead and do this Marshawn Lynch thing. So Marshawn's a hometown dude, one of North Oakland's finest. If y'all don't know, from North Oakland, 54th and Gaskill, that's where I grew up. And homie don't like talking to the media. Now, I know it stipulates in his contract that he got to talk to the media. So the way he solves that is he goes up and he says one-word answers or two-word answers. He's like, I'm thankful. Hey, Marshawn, how'd that run feel? I'm thankful. Hey, Marshawn, like, what did you eat for breakfast? I'm thankful. And they just keep asking him questions. It just keeps happening. They're at an impasse. And so apparently he got fined this week again. I think they threatened that dude if he would have wore the gold shoes that he would have got fined, suspended for the Super Bowl. Like, it was craziness. They really don't like that dude. I mean, he kind of feeds into it a little bit, but this is an interesting dynamic, man. I'm interested. The only reason I'm interested in this whole deflated balls thing is because they go so hard on Marshawn Lynch. I want to see how hard they go on the Patriots, but they're not going to go hard on the Patriots. Like, you just don't do that. They just don't. I don't know. It's like the Patriots can do no wrong. So, but I don't really care about either team, to be totally honest with you. I do think that this is the closest that the Bay Area is going to get to a Super Bowl anytime soon, especially with what the Niners just did to their team and fired anybody that was capable on that coaching staff and went with the third string. But the reason why I say that, if you're not from here, is that Raider fans hate the Patriots with a passion, and Niner fans hate the Seahawks with a passion. So Raider fans are going to be cheering for the Seahawks and Marshawn because he's an Oakland boy. And Niner fans are going to be cheering for the Patriots because they hate the Seahawks. And this is how, this is what we've been reduced to in the Bay Area. Like, it's not a love bowl, it's a hate bowl. It's like, I hate these teams, so I'm rooting for the other one. So I think the people in the Bay Area are going to really be tuned in. Me personally, I really couldn't care less. I probably wouldn't even watch it. I don't know. But so anyway, I'm in Rhode Island. I'm in Patriots territory. I got treated so well there. I spoke, first off, they had me speaking a lot. Like, when I say a lot, it was a lot. Like, I thought I was going to speak like a few things. No, it was more than a few, but it was great. They treated me so well. Like, I shared a panel with their mayor and their police chief and their senator. Their congressman. It was just so crazy how well I was treated there. Those were some of the nicest, sweetest people I had ever met. And they had all these, like, official folks in one space, and everything was peaceful. Everybody was peaceful with each other. I mean, it was really great. And I just thought about if we were in Oakland, what that scene would look like. And Oakland's just a bigger city with a radical base, and there would have definitely been a lot of police in that building. Probably would have been a few interjections. There was not one interjection. I was asking them some pretty, like, cutting questions. That was some divisive questions. I mean, there were people clearly on different sides of it, but they were just really respectful. And then you get into the conversations with people. He's like, yo, how much does that house cost here? Oh, that's a nice looking house. How much does that house cost? And then you start hearing things like, oh, that's $160,000. Oh, that's $200,000. That's $220,000 for like 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, three bathrooms. Craziness. When I was in Chicago and I went back home, and I was at my uncle's house, and his house was gorgeous. It was a split level home with it was like 4 bedrooms. This is one of my younger uncles. And it was less than $200,000. 15, 20 minutes away from the city of Chicago. Come on, man. And then I have friends in Atlanta who's paying mortgages like $650 for like split level stuff. It's crazy. Less than $200,000. Less than 200,000. I got people on unemployment in Atlanta that own homes. So then I'm back here at home and I'm looking. I'm like, yo, I'm in my 30s now. I'm going into another chapter of my life. Probably going to do the marriage thing soon. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. The inevitable is going to happen. The 20s happened. The 20s were fun. So now it's like, all right, what's your roots going to be? Like, are you going to make a fourth? I'm the third. I don't know. Even if I have a boy, that's a tough question. Got to talk to my wife about that stuff. But cool, I want to own something. And I'm looking. And these houses are ridiculous. They are ridiculous. I'm on Zillow with some whiskey because you need to be drinking whiskey when you looking at these home prices. It's crazy. And I want to live in Oakland. Like, I'm not even looking outside. I'm not even looking in like the San Leandros, the Castro Valleys, the Tracys, any of that stuff. I'm looking in Oakland. It's just, listen, let me, because this is what happens. Okay, let me keep you all the way 100 with you. I love Oakland. I've worked for this city and working for these kids and these families for the last 10 years of my life. Okay, I've done it. I have sacrificed. I went into the nonprofit sector when I could have easily went into for profit and made triple what I make now because I want to rebuild my community. Right? That's not so wrong. I incurred a ton of debt doing it. I owe so much money to Sally Mae or Navient or whoever they done sold my loans to. Okay? And now the time is coming. It's like, I really want to do this in Oakland. But you look at those prices, and what happens is you start rationalizing. You're like, look, the people in Rhode Island treated me great, damn it. Or it's like, yo, my family is in Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I can be 15 minutes away from the city, and I could have a split-level home. I could be paying half of what my rent is and my mortgage there. And when the snow comes, I'll have enough money saved up that I can go and hang out in California during the winter. See, that's what starts happening. All right? But I'm trying to fight that. I want to be here. I love this city. Oakland is a beautiful city. But then you look, so then I look at those prices again, right? And then I'll be like, look, I don't even recognize Oakland no more, okay? The place where I grew up on 54th and Gaskill, that used to be the hood. It ain't now. It's like nothing but like white hipster folks that live there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go there now, what used to be like rundown cars and like black families and, you know, little kids playing football on the street has now been reduced to, you know, skinny jeans and 10 speeds and like $15 coffee shops. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. If you're in it, I've been to a coffee shop. I've seen coffee cost like $8, $9. You know what I mean? Now, I'm all for Oakland getting better. That is something that I invested in. What I am saying is I don't even recognize the street in which I grew up on. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Do you know? Like, all of my friends have moved away. I mean, it's a few that's still there. Actually, how many are still there? I don't know. They like live around the area. North Oakland's different, man. North Oakland is like it's Berkeley. Berkeley has like basically expanded into North Oakland. Anyway, my rant, I say all that to say, looking at these home prices is depressing. Then you add on the fact that I am going to be paying Sally Mae, Navient, and whoever else apparently wants it, a ton of money into perpetuity because I have not seen the bottom line on my school loans change in the last 10 years. It has not happened. I just haven't seen it. I don't know. I think the balance is actually getting bigger. That's probably possible. No clue. So this brings me to my next issue. So I'm chilling. It's my first weekend back. I've been gone every weekend since the second week of December. Like, I've like been working or gone. So this is my first weekend home. So I'm home and I'm flipping through TV. I don't get to watch my TV all that much. and I land on HGTV. Love HGTV. Ran into the Property Brothers in Atlanta in the airport, because apparently them brothers is getting cake all over the United States and in Canada. Whatever, you know what I mean? And so ran into those brothers a while back. I was like, oh, I think that dude looks familiar. And then when I saw the flock of women that kind of ran to them, and like, you know, I didn't know that the Property Brothers had like real life groupies. And see, groupage, that's a word I just made up, is when groupage is like the act of the group being happening right there in front of you. So the groupage that I witnessed was crazy, right? Because I saw people, I saw women with their husbands like flocking on some real groupie stuff. It was crazy. I don't know how I would have felt about that. But anyway, so come back here. I'm on my couch. I'm watching them. They got a marathon going. And they just take any, first they take these people to like these $1 million homes, and it's like, oh yeah, you want this, that, and the third? Okay, cool. Check it out. You can't afford that. They family's like, they bummed. And then they show them like these clunker houses for like $300,000. And then they like, okay, your budget is $420,000. It's gonna cost me $80,000 to redo it in 6 weeks. And we're gonna make this happen. Now, the funny thing about this show, Property Brothers, is that every single person that comes on this show acts as if they ain't never seen this show before. I have been watching Property Brothers for a long time, and I have never seen them crap on a house. Like, I have never seen them not make a home look immaculate. So it's just inauthentic and kind of funny when you like watch these people playing a role, like, hey, why is no work getting done? Hey, I don't think you can do it. I mean, the house still don't look better. Like, it's just shut up. Just shut up. Just be quiet. Like, why are the producers of Property Brothers, why are you making these people play the role? But you know what, though? I'm not going to hate. Because this is what I want to do. I'll play the role. Come to Oakland. Come to Oakland. I need you to take something for $250 and make it like it's $750. You feel me? Like, let's just do that. Can we make that happen? Please? Can we bring Property Brothers to the hood? I know it's black couples on there. I was like, oh, like, I just don't see that many black people on there. I saw a black dude on there, but he wasn't married to like a black woman. But it's like, I want to see them. I want them to come to like the hood, yo. Maybe they'll start coming out here, because like, it's all the gentrification is happening. This is a good place for y'all to come. Property Brothers, bring that business. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. I got you. Oh, I want to be on Property Brothers so bad. That's the only way I'm going to get a house out here, y'all. It's the only way I'm going to get a house that look good. Think about it. $250,000 gets you nothing here. $300,000. What do I have to make like my limit? Come on, man. I'm not married yet. This is still one income. What needs to happen? Do I got to do like the Modesto thing? Do I got to like buy a house in Modesto or Manteca and commute an hour and a half both ways? Is that what has to happen? It's so depressing. It's depressing. I'm just saying. Trying to make this happen. But whatever. At any rate, man. Personally, there's a lot of changes going on in my life. It's great. It's an exciting, fast time. The stint of nonstop traveling was actually great. It was taxing. It took a lot out of me. I'm still recovering from it, but it was great. It even like kind of re-injured my knee a little bit. For those that don't know, I had knee surgery in September, and I'm thinking that between the inclement weather, because I was in like cold, freezing, snowy areas, and the elevation of flying across country, I think it's really set back my knee rehab, because I had, you know, I got reconstructive knee surgery, ACL, MCL, all that stuff, meniscus, and So I'm back with a limp, working on that stuff though. And then it's just other changes happening in my life that will probably be announced on one of these shows. It'll probably be like a topic at some point. But I mean, life is good, man. It's just busy and it's fast. But I'm blessed. I get to still do this podcast and talk to friends about it and listen to what it is, talk about the things they want to hear, and I just have fun, man. I make this crap for me. I have no problem. Like, I listen to these on my own. I enjoy it as I like record this show and sip on my special tea. It's great. Some good tea, especially when you put like a little bit of scotch in it or whiskey or something. I'm an adult. So, at any rate, I'm not going to keep y'all that long. I just missed you. And when I miss y'all, I talk and I blab on a little longer than I probably should. But yeah, I'll keep y'all posted on this house thing. I'm serious about this house stuff. I'm about to go on Zillow right now. So, one, I need y'all to like really appreciate the bumper music that I put on here, because that's what's going to, the reason why it's going to take a second to even get this out is because I spend a meticulous amount of time really going through my music and making sure I give y'all something good to like really nod your head to. But with all that being said, I will see y'all, talk to y'all soon. Take care of each other. God bless you. Peace.
Lexus kinda clean, crease in my jeans, ready to hit this, run everybody get with this, is going down and die, up in the town and die, rolling Vegas up Omega for the chronic sin, Rolex on my wrist because I produce hits, got some groupies having fits when I'm riding past, tank full of gas, pocket full of cash, side shows going down and die, made a right on 73rd and purchased some act ride, bounce back in, crack that hint, I'm worldwide like a fifth of gin, and plus I'm in it to win, check him, I'm checking your chin, AK, down 77, my cousins, eh? Deep in the block, them deep east legends. There ain't no need to be stepping. We float nine and got them all rewinding. Now they all realizing, low riding, high side.